The Pakistanis have held a protest over the recent violence in Indian-controlled Kashmir that has left dozens of people dead. With the death toll rising, demonstrators condemned what they described as the atrocities of the Indian Army in the disputed territory. Kashmir has been at the heart of a bitter territorial dispute since India and Pakistan became independent in 1947. New Delhi and Islamabad both claim the Himalayan region in full, but rule parts of it. Kamran Yusuf now has the details.
Pakistan is observing a Black Day in solidarity with the people of Indian-controlled Kashmir and to protest against what it calls grave human rights violations being committed by India in the disputed territory. People in large numbers took to the streets in the capital, Islamabad. They condemned recent violence in Kashmir that has left dozens of people dead, including a prominent pro-independence Kashmiri leader.
This is one of the largest protest rallies staged in Pakistan in recent years to show solidarity with the people of Kashmir. The campaign is also backed by the government, which says India has no option but to accept the defeat before what it describes the heroic Kashmir struggle.
Protesters say they will continue to give political and moral support to the struggle of the Kashmiri people.
We will not accept the atrocities being committed by India in Kashmir. Kashmir is part of Pakistan and India cannot suppress the will of people.
Kashmir lies at the heart of a bitter territorial dispute since India and Pakistan became independent in 1947. New Delhi and Islamabad both claim the Himalayan region in full, but rule parts of it. The two countries have fought two wars over the disputed territory.
This is unfinished business, and Pakistan, India, the people of Kashmir are bound by the United Nations resolutions to implement UN Security Council resolutions. And I think it's also the responsibility of the United Nations itself.
India has accused Pakistan of meddling in its internal affairs and inciting violence in Indian-controlled Kashmir. It has also rejected Pakistan's concerns over the escalation of violence in the disputed territory. As the war of words continue between Pakistan and India, there seems to be no end to the unrest in the scenic Kashmir Valley. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.
Well, to discuss that further, we're now joined by Shabir Hassan Ali, who is an activist and Islamic scholar, and he's joining us live now via Skype from London. Now, Shabir, I'm wondering, do you see Kashmir as an issue between India versus Pakistan, or is it more a gift, a divide-and-rule gift of the British Empire?
Well, I think anyone who's studied the history of, to be fair, most of the world, will know that in its dying throes, the British Empire divided places in ways that was designed to create problems. Of course, we know that when India and Pakistan were split, the scenario was that you had provinces with majority Muslim populations, but with an Indian ruler. And the same, you know, was the other way around. So, of course, the British Empire is a part of it. But there's also parallels that can be made between what's happening in Kashmir and the illegal activities of the Indian military and what is happening in Palestine and the illegal activities of the Zionists. And one thing which is common to both is that they both reflect the sheer incompetence of the United Nations and the so-called world community in resolving this problem in any shape, way or form and bringing peace, which is what the whole purpose, we're told, of the United Nations was.
Shabir, it's interesting, isn't it, that the mainstream narrative about Kashmir is that anybody who stands for independence, quote-unquote, is called a terrorist by the mainstream media. And even Facebook posts, I believe, of a famous Pakistani actor, Hamza Al-Abbasi, supporting Kashmir, has been removed by Facebook, his account suspended. What does that say? Why is everyone just siding with one side over the other?
I think, without wanting to sound like someone who wears a tinfoil hat, there is a degree of Israeli instigation in all of this. We know that India, as of late, has developed very close ties with Israel, and indeed, based on some research I did very recently, it's one of the largest weapons importers from Israel. So there is a connection over there. And of course, we know that there is an Islamophobic trend within the entire globe, and India is not immune to this trend. So there is, I think, merit in saying that there is further instigation. They want this problem to go away, and they want it to go away by the people just being quiet. And the media, the world doesn't care, because of course they're Muslims. You know, the Muslims. You know, we're like cannon fodder at the moment, it would seem. You know, in Syria we get killed, our children, 14-year-old children get killed, and the media doesn't bat an eyelid. You know, everyone just sits and leave the media. The world does nothing. They continue paying and sponsoring all of these so-called terrorists. If the United Nations, and again, you know, we always come back to the United Nations and all this because everyone talks about the rule of law. If the United Nations had any, even an ounce of integrity, it would have resolved the Kashmir issue very easily just by having a referendum, having a decision, khalas, it's done. But of course, they don't want to do that. They don't want to allow that to happen, and they will not put sanctions on India, because India is an ally of America, is an ally of the Zionists, a very close ally. And this is unfortunately the problem. The downside, the tragedy in all of this is that the people of Kashmir, which is, for anyone who's been there, anyone who's seen pictures of a very, very beautiful part of the world, are being massacred, and the whole area is being decimated. For what reason? To what end? You know, this is the question. There is no purpose in just mindless killing, which is what's happening in Kashmir and what's happening in Palestine. If you examine pictures that are floating around on the internet and through news agencies of the atrocities committed by India in Kashmir and the atrocities committed by the Zionists in Palestine, you could mix the two pictures up and you wouldn't know where this atrocity is from. They are so similar. But of course, sadly, the world doesn't speak so much about Kashmir, and this is something that we have to change, and I'm glad Press TV is like the flag bearer of that, inshallah.
Okay, Shabir, as always, we appreciate you taking your time out to put that all into context for us. So Shabir Hassan Ali, who speaks to us live from London.